Okay guys, demo time in Reaper. So for if people are not interested, just skip the message. So I'm gonna turn my voice over off and on so I don't have to hold the finger down and I can demo it. So I have Reaper in here. I have a project called Un Cuore Bambino in Italian.
Seven tracks. 46
so let's go back to the first track.
120 items, FX, VST.
Now, as you hear, let me call this track.
128 items, track name Meditation. L-E-A-E, spatial, O-A-L, track two, one less vocal, 28 items.
Except just mispronounce.
L-E-A-E, spatial, O, track two, one less vocal, 28 items, FX.
28 items on this track.
One less vocal, 112 FX, FOSI, 0 items, FX.
2 FX, 0 items, because that's a send.
3 Luca Baldessari, 4 items.
And you hear about the items with
4 Barbara Bernardi, 11 items.
People five, singing Polio, harmonies and stuff like that.
4 3 2 1 1
so
less vocal.
Bar the song sounds like
bar 2, 3.
This. And it's just to show you a bit of it of the thing.
Che cosa rimane di un tempo bambino?
Stop.
Anyway. So let's do, first of all, let's see how we can navigate.
One level.
So first of all, let's solo.
Solo.
This track with F6.
Play. One Atavia. Two Atavia. Three Lunghe. 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 23, stop.
Be, you know, between items and the cursor.
Play. Stop. Play. Stop. Play. Stop. Play. Stop.
Okay, I'm on this item and I stay there because my cursor moves. So if I want to pause it instead,
pause.
Here, I did control space and space will
play.
Play.
Stop.
Now, let's try to do, first of all, let's select a bunch of items on this track, the lead vocal track. So let's go to the first item again by hitting control
bar one, beat one,
home.
One Atavia Derugi.
Okay, and I'm
play.
Cosa rimane di un tempo bambino?
Stop.
Okay, let's say I want to select contiguously for now. So to do it contiguously, as I said before, it's like words in a Word document. So control right arrow will move
to Atavia
one item, but not select and select only that item.
Play.
Whereas if you hit control shift. Left and right arrow.
2 Atavia Derugi selected bar 469%.
It says name of the item and select it after it.
3 Luca Balda 465-86-478-29-10-11-12-16-1-100-13-14-15-17-18-19-53-1.
Now, to hear what I have selected, I can do two things. To hear what exactly the names of what I have selected, I can hit Control Shift and Space.
1.1 Atavia Derugi, 1.2 Atavia Derugi, 1.3 Luca Baldessari, 1.465 Caterina Cola, 170,905,14,32 Punto Wav, 1.5 Fabio, 1.641 Alice Rosalino, 170,809,16.
Of course, I get all the names in a row. Or I can hit Control G.
19 items selected.
And I get the number of items that I have selected. Now, Control G also does another function that will group it, but it's not a thing here. What matters is that you can know
19 items selected.
It is 19 items. Whereas
selected.
If I select only one,
18 Patricia K, one item selected.
I get one. So let's select only 1, 3, 5, 9, whatever. So let's go.
7, 6, 4, 13, 6, 8, 1, 8, 8.
I just hit control left arrow quickly. So now what I want to do is I want to hit my shift space key.
Non-contiguous selection.
And it says non-contiguous selection. Now I can hit control shift and right arrow.
2 Atavia Derugi unselected bar 469%.
It says unselected and the position where the item is at.
3 Luca Baldessari unselected bar 577%.
Let's say I want to select the 3, item number 3. Now I'm going to, again, get rid of the control key and hit shift space again.
Selected.
So basically you don't have to ever release the shift key. So you hit control right arrow with the shift key hold down, so control shift right arrow.
465 Fabio and select bar 784 for selected.
Select that.
6, 7, 8, 8, 0 and selected.
Select that.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25,
so now I have
five items selected.
Now, of course, I can delete those items. And again, if I hit the delete key as I am now, I will just create silence. So let's try it. Delete it.
Five items removed.
says five items removed. If I play,
bar one, play. One, two, one, two. Bar,
the
bar
first
two.
Now the
solo. Bar one.
We're gonna hear silence at the beginning because I deleted the first item. Second is there. Third is not silence. So let me undo.
Undo top.
Le belle serate con gli altri all'hotel.
There you go.
One to take, one to take.
And they're back.
I'm solo.
Di un tempo bambino, di un mondo inventato, di un mondo zecchino.
Le lunghe giornate.
Solo.
As you can hear. Stop. Now, let me try and do multi-selection on multiple tracks. So, as I said before,
one level.
If you want to select multiple tracks contiguously, you just hit shift and down arrow as you would expect in selecting line of texts.
2FX, 3, loop, 4, Barbara Bernardi selected 11 items.
So now I'm selecting tracks. If I hit control shift and space,
1 left vocal, 2FX, 3, loop, Baldessari, 4, Barbara Bernardi.
It's listing me all the tracks that I'm selecting. Now, let's select track number 1 and track number 3.
3, 2, 1, 1 left.
Let me go to number 1.
1 left vocal, 1 left vocal solo.
Shift space.
Non-continuous selection.
Shift down arrow.
2FX Fosi, I'm selected 0 items. FF3 Luca Baldessari, I'm selected 4 items. Selected.
Select it.
4 Barbara Bernardi, I'm selected 11 items.
Now I have
1 left vocal, 3 Luca Baldessari.
1 and 3. I can delete these tracks and they'll be gone.
2 tracks removed.
2 tracks removed.
A new removed track.
Did they're moving. Now let's try to select items.
One.
So let's select 3 items on the track 1 and 2 items on track 2. So control.
Two, one to Tavia, one to
left arrow to get to the first item.
Solo. Stop.
Shift and space.
Not continuous selection.
Control shift right arrow twice.
Two free loop about this area. I'm selected.
Shift
bar selected.
Shift down arrow twice because the second track is ascend.
2FX Fosi, I'm selected 0 items. 3 Luca Baldessari, I'm selected 4 items.
Again, I have 4 items here. I want to just select item number 2 and item number 4.
1, 2, 23, 100
shift
selected.
Space, control shift right.
3, 4, 23, 100 selected.
It's just space. Now if I hit control G.
4 items selected.
Get 4 items because I selected 2 on track 1 and 2 on track 3. If I want to know their names, control shift space.
1.1 Atavia Daruji, 1.3 Luca Baldessari, 3.2 23 170,000 800 515 11 Pantawav, 3.4 23 170,000 800 515 18 Pantawav.
I get what I wanted. So now if I want to, of course I can delete them, cut them, copy them. I can also ripple delete. Ripple deleting will screw everything up, so I'm not going to do it. But just to make you understand how it works, if I hit Alt P,
ripple per track,
I can set ripple per track.
Ripple all tracks.
Ripple all tracks.
Ripple off.
Ripple off. Okay. It was off by default. So when I press my delete key, it behaves depending on the settings that I put there. Other things. When you select, now you have like this 4 items selected.
4 items selected.
But if I move by track.
4 bar 3 Luca Baldessari. 4 bar Barbara Bernardi 11.
And I select another item.
824 bar Barbara.
Like this.
One item
I only get this one. So moving your focus will get rid of your multi non-contiguous selection thing. In fact, now I have
4.8.
I just get the track. Control shift space told me that I get the track selected. So I hope this was what you needed, what you wanted to know, Steve. That's a little demo. Yeah, this is how to do multi-selection Reaper, which is, I believe the fact is that you can get information as you really quickly navigate through things. And, with both NVDA and JAWS, I use NVDA because I usually use NVDA and Reaper. I find it a bit snappier, it reads less stuff than JAWS reads more stuff. I don't care. So I'll use NVDA because it's it behaves better. And JAWS, I use JAWS for everything else. Internet, I don't like how NVDA behaves in internet. It makes too many sounds and it can be configured, but I can't bother. So I'm going to use JAWS for the internet. I'm going to JAWS for if I have to write stuff. But when I have to edit stuff, Reaper, NVDA, all the way.
Customizado vocale.